Life, Monday morning at 7:30 on AM 1160, online at WYLL.com.
Thanks for the lunch invite. You should be careful what you eat today, though. The special could hurt you.
It's fruit and salad day.
Well, then your drive home could hurt you. Danger lurks.
I walk to work.
The truth is, not everyone's qualified to dish out advice. At Thrivent Financial, they offer customized advice and appropriate solutions for your specific situation and goals. Call 630-598-2100. After all, it won't hurt you to listen.
And those dangerous flowers, boy, don't stop and smell those.
Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC 61424.
It's Illinois Reads, the first ever statewide literacy program that introduces Illinois readers of all ages to books by authors with Illinois ties. From Laurie Degman's One Zany Zoo to Emily Giffen's Something Borrowed, Illinois Reads promises to bring a reading state of mind to every man, woman, and child in Illinois. Learn more at IllinoisReads.org.
Hi, I'm Cinda Klickna, president of the Illinois Education Association. On behalf of our 133,000 members, the IEA is proud to sponsor this message.
Jesus told all of us, follow me. What did he really mean? Is it possible for people to say they have accepted Christ, but not really be Christians? Pastor David Platt has a wake-up call for the church in his book, Follow Me, A Call to Die, A Call to Live. Christ's call will give you joy, but it also means dying to yourself. Stir your soul. Read Follow Me by David Platt. Go to followmebook.org. Jesus said, follow me. Awaken to the call.
You're standing on the edge of the Sea of Galilee. Finally. Right now, you're walking on the same shores Jesus walked on, and it doesn't seem so long ago when he first met Peter and transformed him into his most devoted disciple. Jesus' miracles are alive in your heart, but you've never felt how real they are, how very close, until you've stood in the places they actually happened. What does it feel like to be baptized in the sacred waters of the Jordan River, to enter the garden tomb where he rose in all his glory? Find out for yourself. Come to Israel and experience the wonder of the Holy Land in person, where your faith will come alive as never before. It's the place you've been waiting your whole life to see. Visit bestdealsisrael.com to learn about special offers that can make your dream journey to Israel a reality. Visit Israel. You'll never be the same.
Lives are changing every day, and it's just not possible without your support of our local sponsors. Make sure to check out our advertiser directory at WYLL.com.
Welcome to Building a Better Brain, sponsored by EEGChicago.com, with your host, Dr. Jim Kowal, on Chicago's Christian Talk Radio, AM 1160. The professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback throughout the Chicagoland area. To learn more about this weekly program, Building a Better Brain, or to find a provider in your area, visit EEGChicago.com. That's EEGChicago.com. And now your host, Dr. Jim Kowal.
Through the airwaves over the beautiful Windy City. Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Building a Better Brain. This was to be our sixth of an eight-week series that provides you information on how you can improve your brain and overcome a number of difficulties and blocks that keep you from performing your very best. But because of the terrific response we have seen to neurofeedback, EEG Chicago is extending this series five more weeks. So, thank you, Chicago. Today, I'm very honored to have a special guest with us, Dr. Joel Lubar, Professor Emeritus at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, here with us this morning. Dr. Lubar is an icon in the field of neurofeedback and research. He has led through a number of discoveries, particularly with an indicator that he has found in brain analysis that confirms the diagnosis of attention deficit disorder. But first of all, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Lubar. Dr. Joel Lubar is a licensed clinical psychologist and professor emeritus at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. He is the past president of the International Society of Neurofeedback and Research, as well as the Association of Applied Psychophysiology and Biofeedback. He is a senior fellow of the Biofeedback Certification International Alliance and a diplomat in QEEGs. Dr. Lubar received his bachelor's and doctorate degrees right here at the University of Chicago. He has published over 125 papers, wrote numerous chapters in various books, and as well as published eight books himself in the area of neuroscience and applied psychophysiology, and he has been the editor for three journals and publications in the field. Dr. Lubar has presented his research in workshops in Europe, South America, Canada, Israel, Australia, and throughout the United States, as well as being a keynote speaker in Tokyo, Japan. He was responsible for developing an EEG biofeedback treatment for ADD and used it in controlled studies way back in the mid-1970s. Today, that protocol is now in use in over 1,500 healthcare facilities throughout the world. So it's truly an honor to welcome Dr. Lubar to the program. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I am fine. Good morning.
It's you're certainly no stranger to Chicago, and I'm really pleased to have you here today.
Except for the weather. I'm glad I'm down here in Florida.
That's right. Before we get started, I know you've been involved with neurofeedback for many years. I look to you as one of the pioneers in the field of it as I know it. But I'm curious, Joe, what got you started in the neurofeedback?
Well, I've done a lot of basic neuroscience research, working, you know, inside the brain with various types of studies of emotion and motivation and sort of things of that kind. And I started to read a little bit about the work that was done in the field of self-regulation, some of the early work with Joe Kamiya and some of the other pioneers in the field. It just fascinated me so much that I thought, well, it'd be very interesting to get into that work. And then I read a particular series of studies that were being done. These were actually animal studies to show that you could train animals that had epileptic seizures or where they induced epileptic seizures to control them by changing certain brainwave patterns. And then there was a single study published by M.B. Sturman at UCLA with a single individual who was epileptic using this approach. And it looked very successful, and I thought, well, it'd be interesting to try to duplicate this work. So we started working with individuals with epileptic seizures in our laboratory at the University of Tennessee back around 1972 and 73. We published our first study in 1975 in which we replicated the work that Dr. Sturman did. And then I noticed that as these individuals learned to change their brainwave patterns, they became much more attentive and were able to function better in school settings as well as decreasing their seizures. So I thought, well, if this worked so well with seizures, maybe it would work with what they at that time called minimal brain dysfunction syndrome and later renamed attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So we carried out a controlled blind study to see if we could actually train individuals with what we now call ADHD to change their brainwave patterns, and it worked beautifully. In fact, it worked so well that they showed significant improvements not only in the laboratory but in their classrooms and in their home settings. And then that really began the whole area of working with attention deficit disorder and neurofeedback.
Mm-hmm. At that time, were you working with EEGs, or QEEGs?
Well, there was no QEEG at that time, because this was in the early 1970s. It hadn't been developed where they could look at multi-channels. But we were working with individual locations on the brain, and we could look at the difference between individuals that had attention deficit disorder and people who did not have it. And for these particular locations over the central part of the cortex, and over the top of the head, literally, we could see that there were some very big differences between their brains and those of individuals without ADHD.
Mm-hmm. How did you know what to train to get it back to a better performing brain?
Well, there is a pattern that works with seizures called the sensory motor rhythm, which occurs right over the part of the brain that controls the outflow of the motor cortex. And there's a particular frequency, 12 to 15 waves per second, we use the term hertz, 12 to 15 hertz, that is deficient in people that have epileptic seizures that have a convulsive component. And we also notice that in individuals with the hyperactive form of ADHD, that they also seem to have some deficiency in producing this type of pattern. And we also noticed that in the individuals with ADD or ADHD, that they tended to produce a lot of slow activity in their EEG, waves that we call delta waves and theta waves, particularly theta waves between about 4 and 8 waves a second, or 4 to 8 hertz. So in our initial work, we were training people to increase the sensory motor rhythm and to decrease the theta rhythm at the same time. And that really seemed to help them considerably in terms of the ADHD.
I see. And then when the QEGs became available, that kind of opened the window for you to see more completely what was going on in the brain, wasn't it?
Absolutely. By the mid-1980s, when QEG was first being developed by people like Frank Duffy at Harvard University and others, we had access in our laboratory. We actually designed and built equipment where we could measure initially up to 16 channels, and then a little later up to 19 channels. We could measure all of the EEG activity, and we could see that not only was there a pattern of slow activity in the center and frontal parts of the brain, but then there were other patterns associated with different kinds of attentional problems and different kinds of behavioral problems. And right now, with the quantitative EEG using just 19 channels, there are literally several hundred disorders that have patterns that are somewhat distinct from each other. Of course, there is overlap, but, you know, there are patterns for depression and anxiety and bipolar disorder and, of course, different seizure patterns and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we see a lot of different forms of anxiety. Depending on where it is in the brain, you'll get different symptoms from that high beta activity.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then something led you to looking at the theta-beta ratio on how that indicated what people were having particular difficulties in attention.
Well, again, way back in the early part of the 1980s, because we had seen that there was a pattern where there was excessive slow activity, theta, and deficient not only sensory motor rhythm, but also going into the beta range, all the way up to as high as almost 20 hertz, it just made sense to look at the ratio of the two. So I started to look at the ratio of theta to beta and begin to build a database that showed that, you know, the majority of individuals with the inattentive form of attention deficit disorder tend to have a higher theta to beta ratio than people that don't have this disorder.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about theta-beta ratio, I'd like to mention that we rely on intense computer analysis that carefully examines every area of the brain and then reports how much of this theta brain wave, which is a slow brain wave, and it doesn't let you keep pace with all that is going on around you, and not enough of the faster thinking brain waves we call beta or good beta, because that then blocks your ability to stay focused. So then, Joel, what did you do in terms of treating this condition?
Well, we started to develop a protocol which we used in our clinic, Southeastern Biofeedback Institute, for many, many years, where we would train individuals to literally, we didn't train the ratio directly, we trained them to increase the beta activity at that time between either 14 to 18 or up to 16 to 20 hertz, and decrease the theta activity, and it could be, you know, 4 to 8 hertz, or sometimes even into the delta range, 2 to 8 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the sensors on their head. We usually use a pair of sensors, one slightly in front of the center of the head and one slightly behind it. And there are letters and numbers that designate all these different locations.
Mm-hmm.
But we would train across that central strip to decrease the slow activity and increase the beta. Then we also had another paradigm where we would increase sensory motor rhythm. Now, the increase in SMR, sensory motor rhythm, was best for the hyperactivity component. The increase in the beta activity was more important for the attention component.
That's good, and I want to get to that right after the break. We want to look at that, and we want to go beyond what you've been doing with ADD and look to see what is in store for us in the field of neurofeedback. So we will be right back after a short break with Dr. Joel Lubar.
D
Did you know you can safely make changes in your brainwave patterns through neurofeedback, which can significantly improve conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, depression, anxiety, autism, and a host of other problems? The dedicated professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers who can help improve your life or the quality of life of your loved one. Visit the EEG Chicago website today at eegchicago.com. You'll learn new, exciting information on how neurofeedback trains the brain to function with greater control and stability. By learning to adjust the brainwave activity, you can improve your life through this safe and drug-free approach. Visit the website for locations near you and to contact an EEG Chicago professional. Tell them you are an AM 1160 listener. Ask for a first-time consultation. Visit eegchicago.com and learn how to build a better brain. Have you ever wondered about the magic of the brain's functioning? Did you know you can learn to adjust your brainwave activity with neurofeedback? Neurofeedback safely improves conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, autism spectrum disorders, anxiety, depression, as well as many other disorders. The team of specialists at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback. Visit their website for a provider in your area and learn how to build a better brain today. Go to eegchicago.com. The highly qualified EEG providers are dedicated to helping improve your life and the quality of lives of your loved ones through this drug-free and safe approach. Visit their website today at eegchicago.com. That's eegchicago.com. Building a better brain can be a reality in your life. Count on the professionals at EEG Chicago to create a treatment plan just for you. Visit eegchicago.com today.
Welcome back to Building a Better Brain. I am talking with Dr. Joel Lubar, clinical psychologist and professor emeritus at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. You know, Joel, I was having lunch with Dr. Daniel Amen from the Amen Clinic, a well-known clinic in California that does neurofeedback. And he was visiting here in Chicago, and he told me that he used to do QEEGs to do his neurofeedback, but he stopped and started using SPECT scans. So I asked him, why did you stop using QEEGs? And he said, because with a SPECT scan, he can get a three-dimensional view of the brain. And I told him that we can do the very same thing by using a low-resolution electromagnetic tomography that we call Loretta. Can you tell us about Loretta, Joe, and the work that you're doing with that?
Yeah, this is a technique that was developed in 1994 by a fellow by the name of Roberto Pasquamarchi at the Key Institute in Zurich, Switzerland. It's what's called an inverse solution. What it means is that you can look at the EEG on the surface of the brain, the brain map, so to speak, and then you can mathematically compute where the generators are inside the brain that produce that distribution. Now, it is very excellent, it's very accurate, but it can only visualize generators that are in the cortex of the brain and in certain areas of the brain that contain a type of neuron called a pyramidal cell that generates the EEG. Now, the SPECT scan can look at regions deeper inside the brain, such as the thalamus or the brainstem, and can give us information about those areas as well. But Loretta has a number of advantages. First of all, you can look at connectivity between different areas, which the SPECT scan can't do. And Loretta makes it possible to train individuals to change this activity on a moment-to-moment basis, whereas the SPECT scan is much slower, so you can't train the changes that you see in the SPECT scan. The two complement each other. There's another technique called the functional MRI that can localize activity deep inside the brain. And between the SPECT, the Loretta, and the fMRI, we can see if there are deviations from normality in just about all the brain areas, all the way down to even the beginning of the spinal cord.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting because you get an opportunity here to see how the software is running inside that brain.
Yes, that's correct. In fact, our laboratory was the first place in the entire world, literally, to show that it was possible to train individuals to change the Loretta image. We were actually, at that time, just working with college students just to see if they could learn to change the distribution of activity in a region in the brain inside called the cingulate gyrus, which is very important for cognitive function and also for emotional regulation. And then later we followed that with studies that are being done currently to show that these techniques work very well for attention deficit disorder. And now Loretta neurofeedback is being used. Several hundred people have already started using it worldwide to train a variety of disorders. Mm-hmm. Very high success rates.
Wonderful. You're getting into the ability of changing the way the brain is working together, and that's really exciting. But when you get deeper into the brain like that, Joel, is it safe to do that type of neurofeedback?
Again, you have to be, have to be careful what you're working with. There are certain areas of the brain that control very powerful emotions, and in animals, for example, stimulation of those areas can cause violent attack behavior and so on. So you want to be very careful what you do in those, some of those deeper structures. But we know which structures they are, and we know what types of things are deleterious, and we have to be careful of, and we avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge is what we do have now is a database with over 725 cases in it, which was developed by Dr. Robert Thatcher in conjunction with the National Institutes of Health. It's called a Lifespan Normative Database. And we can use that database to assess both the surface EEG differences as well as the Loretta differences for any individual, any age from 2 months to 82 years of age.
Mm-hmm. And having a database like that, now you can begin to incorporate statistics in how well a person's brain is working compared to their peer group.
Exactly. And let me say that Dr. Thatcher has developed a list of over 150 different disorders. It's called the Symptom Checklist. And what you can do is you can take an individual's quantitative EEG, 19 channels of EEG, and you can then take that EEG and you can enter it into the symptom checklist. In other words, if the patient says, I have problems with anxiety, or I have a specific learning disability such as dyslexia, or I have sleep disorder, or PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, or I've had a traumatic brain injury. These are just some examples of the 150 or more. You enter those into the symptom checklist, and it will tell you what locations to train, both for the surface and for the Loretta neurofeedback. And then based on their own EEG, that tells you what frequencies, what bands to train. So it might say, for example, to train an area in the brain called the insular cortex, which is deep inside the temporal lobe, and to train the individual to normalize high beta activity. This is just one example, and it might be for a particular kind of disorder. So by combining the surface EEG and the Loretta with the symptom checklist, we're finding something very interesting. And that is that for many, many years with traditional biofeedback or neurofeedback, whereas it takes 30, 40, 50, 60 sessions to get really good results because you're just training a particular location in a particular frequency, with this combined approach where we can train several hundred parameters at the same time, sometimes patients learn within 10 to 15 sessions to significantly improve, so it's faster.
Mm-hmm. And as the complexity of this whole field evolves, I think there is an even greater need now for people to seek out licensed professionals that are doing this, that have been certified by institutes like the one that you're associated with, the Biofeedback International Alliance.
That's correct. In fact, we have two certification programs, that one, and there was also the quantitative EEG diplomate certification, another one that's more advanced. And in my own work at the present time, I'm not working with patients directly right now. I'm only training professionals who have the proper credentials, and a lot of them are physicians, some are psychologists, and other professionals in the healthcare field. I'm training them how to use these techniques, both on one-to-one training, and then, of course, do a lot of workshops as well. So to make sure that people who use these complicated techniques know what they're doing and do it in a way so as to really help patients, and as they say in the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
That's right. That's right. And how important is it to begin doing this work using a QEEG?
It is absolutely essential. I say this over and over again, both in my writings and my workshops, that it is, in order to do neurofeedback properly, you must do a QEEG, because if you're just guessing or going on some kind of canned protocol, which may work for some individuals, you don't really have the full picture. And let's take an example. Even with attention deficit disorder, it doesn't occur in isolation. It's associated very often with anxiety, with hyperactivity, sometimes with a number of other behavioral problems, sometimes with learning disabilities. And when you do a complete QEEG analysis and Loretta analysis, you see that there are many areas of the brain that are involved, not just the frontal lobes, not just slowing the frontal lobes. And there are also problems in the connectivity. In other words, how different areas communicate and how rapidly information moves from one area to another, which is called phase. So when you do a complete QEEG, it gives you the whole picture. And then you can train all of these things simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, I'm really impressed with all the work that you've been doing, Joel, and especially with the many tens of thousands of children and adults that you've really caused to benefit from improving the way their brain is functioning and overcoming things like attention deficit and now going far beyond that. Many of them, I know, have overcome that and have broken away from the use of medications. So I really appreciate your comments and what you've been doing.
Can I just make one more comment?
Sure, go ahead.
That is that, you know, many people seek where they can find professionals in other locations to do this type of training. And what I'm going to recommend is they go to a particular site, which is called ISNR.org. That's International Society for Neurofeedback and Research. And on that site, there are places you can go to locate a practitioner that does neurofeedback and that are certified. So, for example, if you live in Omaha, Nebraska, and you're looking for a practitioner, you can go through that list and find if there are any practitioners near your particular area, and then you can contact them.
Sure, sure. That's wonderful. And also, I want to remind folks that they can see firsthand what neurofeedback is about, have all their questions answered as to whether or not neurofeedback is right for them by attending free information seminars that are held all around the Chicago area. I'm doing one next Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the Rua Center in Naperville, right off of I-88. And for more information and directions, just email me at drjim@ultimatebrain.com or go to EEG Chicago for the names and locations of other practitioners close to your home. Remember, the brain is a pattern engine. It loves to execute patterns that result in thoughts, behaviors, and feelings. Practice those patterns that express love to one another, and you will come to experience feelings of joy and peace. Thank you for listening to Building a Better Brain.
You've been listening to Building a Better Brain with show host Dr. Jim Kowal from EEGChicago.com on Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160. To learn more about today's topic, their Chicagoland locations, seminars in your area, or general information, visit EEGChicago.com. You can also email Dr. Jim with your questions and comments anytime at drjim@ultimatebrain.com. Join Dr. Jim Kowal again next Saturday morning at 7:30 to explore ways to restore and expand your brain's functioning safely and drug-free.